Saturday, November 28th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Wisdom. Wisdom has built her house, setting up seven pillars.
She has prepared the food and wine and set her table.
She has sent out her servants
to call out from the heights above the city.
Let those who want enlightenment come.
Come, taste my bread and drink my spiced wine.
Give up your foolishness and live.
And walk the path of understanding.
If you are wise, your reward is wisdom.
If you teach the just, they grow in understanding.
Wisdom begins with reverence for God.
And knowledge of the Holy One is in sight.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you created us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant to us such piety of heart and strength of purpose that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will and no weakness from doing it. In your light, may we see life clearly, and in your service, find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7 and 7 through 19. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed. One God, now and forever. Amen. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
The word today comes from Matthew 24, verses 15 through 31. Someday you will see that horrible thing in the holy place, just as the prophet Daniel said. Everyone who reads this must try to understand. If you are living in Judea, at that time, run to the mountains. If you are on the roof of your house, don't go inside to get anything. If you are out in the field, don't go back for your coat. It will be a terrible time for women who are expecting babies or nursing young children. and pray that you won't have to escape in winter or on a Sabbath. This will be the worst time of suffering since the beginning of the world, and nothing this terrible will ever happen again. If God doesn't make the time shorter, no one will be left alive. But because of God's chosen ones, he will make the time shorter. Someone may say, here is the Messiah, or there he is, but don't believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will come and work great miracles and signs. They will even try to fool God's chosen ones. But I have warned you ahead of time. If you are told that the Messiah is out in the desert, don't go there. And if you're told that he is in some secret place, don't believe it. The coming of the Son of Man will be like lightning that can be seen from the east to west. Where there is a corpse, there will be buzzards. Right after those days of suffering, the sun will become dark, and the moon will no longer shine. The stars will fall, and the powers in the sky will be shaken. Then a sign will appear in the sky, and there will be the Son of Man. All nations on earth will weep when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. At the sound of a loud trumpet, he will send his angels to bring his chosen ones together from all over the earth. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our commemoration, James Mills Thoburn. James Thoburn was born in 1836 in Ohio to Irish immigrant parents. His family environment helped lead him to leave his pastoral work in the Pittsburgh Conference and follow the call to become a Methodist missionary. He arrived in northern India in 1859, shortly after it had become a subject nation of the British Empire. Thoburn would serve the people of India, whom he loved, for 50 years. He started his work establishing schools for boys and girls and learning the local language. He traveled to Calcutta, Rangoon, and Singapore. In 1888, he was elected missionary bishop of India and Malaysia. As such, he supported and encouraged the development of a self-governing Central Conference for Indian Methodist. He also wrote a letter to his sister Isabella, noting that only women missionaries could reach the secluded women of India and he asked her to come and help. That letter spurred the founding of the Women's Foreign Missionary Society and a profound ministry among India's oppressed women. He used techniques of mass evangelism by employing native lay preachers and doing house-to-house visitation. His simple method reached members of all caste, especially those in the lowest considered untouchable. Although when Thoburn arrived in India, he found only a small number of Methodists, upon his retirement in 1908, there were over 200,000.
Colic, James Mill Thoburn. Holy and merciful God, in your love for all the world, you raised James Thoburn to be an evangelist, a herald of the good news. Strengthen and guide those entrusted with the proclamation of your word as they make known your redeeming love, that we may heed and receive their glad tidings. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God of heavenly powers, by the might of your command, you drive away from our bodies all sickness and all infirmity. Be present in your goodness with those we lift today, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, and that with health being renewed, all may bless your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Colic of the week. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the people of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Prayer for clergy and people. Almighty and everlasting God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, send down upon our bishops and other clergy and upon the congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of your grace, and that they may truly please you, pour upon them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Prayers for the poor and the neglected. Almighty and most merciful God, we remember before you all poor and neglected persons whom it would be easy for us to forget, the homeless and the destitute, the old and the sick, and all who have none to care for them. Help us to heal those who are broken in body or spirit, and turn their sorrow into joy. Grant this, Father, for the love of your Son, who for our sake became poor. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Golden leaves. We see signs of summer's passing in golden leaves, shortening days, misty mornings, autumn glow. We sense its passing in rain that dampens, winds that chill, harvest bounty placed on show. Creator God, who brings forth both green shoot and hoar frost, sunrise and sunset, we bring our thanks for seeds that have grown, harvest gathered, storehouses filled, and mouths fed. And as your good earth rests through winter's cold embrace, we look forward to its reawakening when kissed by spring's first touch. Amen.
Amen.
A Collect for Saturdays. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctify a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.